Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something really special, a proper deep dive into the very latest from the world of AI. This is a new episode of the podcast AI Unraveled, which is created and produced by Etienne Neumann. He's a senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad up in Canada. Now, if you're anything like us, you want to cut through all the noise, right? Get the really important insights quickly and, you know, truly understand what's shaping our future without getting totally swamped. And that's exactly what we're aiming to unpack for you today.
It's been an absolutely packed week, hasn't it? Just incredible. We're looking at July 1st to July 7th, 2025. This deep dive, it's basically your shortcut to getting up to speed on, well, everything from global AI rules to some, frankly, mind-bending medical uses.
Yeah, our mission here is pretty straightforward. Pull out those key nuggets of knowledge, those insights, give you that aha moment, but, you know, keep it digestible. And hey, as we jump in, if you like what you hear, please do remember to like and subscribe to AI Unraveled over at Apple Podcasts. It really helps. Okay, so let's unpack this regulatory landscape first. It's been a very busy week for policymakers and the tech giants. The European Commission, for instance, really stood firm. They just flat out declined requests from huge names, Apple, Google, Meta, Mistral, ASML, to delay the big EU AI Act. That sends a message, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The EU's commitment here, it's pretty remarkable. They're going with a zero grace period policy, which means enforcement kicks off August 2025 for general purpose AI models, August 2026 for the high risk stuff. It's basically them saying, look, compliance is mandatory despite all the industry pushback. It really signals they're serious about getting this right, possibly setting a global standard.
Right, a global benchmark. And speaking of Google, another regulatory headache for them, independent publishers have filed a formal complaint. They're saying Google's AI overviews are like siphoning off traffic and revenue from their original content. That's a serious charge.
It really is. And it definitely intensifies the scrutiny, especially under the EU's Digital Markets Act. It perfectly highlights that tension, you know, the tension between AI making things convenient for us users and the actual rights of the people creating the content in the first place. It's about the economics of online publishing, really.
Okay, shifting gears slightly. Denmark. Their parliament is moving ahead with something quite interesting. Legislation giving citizens copyright control over their own image, voice, likeness, primarily to fight AI deepfakes. That feels, I don't know, pretty fundamental.
It's a really important question about sort of individual autonomy in this AI era, isn't it? It empowers people legally. They can demand removal of unauthorized AI stuff. And platforms face big fines if they don't comply, though interestingly, they did carve out exceptions for satire and parody. So they're trying to balance protection with expression. It's quite proactive.
And the whole battle over web content, that seems to be heating up too. There's this new AI bot blocker promising to shield websites from unauthorized scraping by LLMs.
Yeah, that could be a big deal for smaller sites.
And then related to that, Cloudflare's paper crawl AI marketplace. Can you unpack that a bit? Website owners charging AI companies to crawl their sites.
Exactly. It flips the script. Instead of AI companies just taking data for training, website owners can now set a price, charge them every time they crawl. It sets a huge precedent, I think, for a potentially fairer internet economy. Content creators, publishers, they're demanding compensation because their data is the fuel for these AI models. It feels like a real turning point in that whole content rights debate.
And just quickly on the U.S. side, the Senate did something a bit surprising. They removed a ban on states regulating AI from that Trump-backed bill. What's the takeaway there?
Well, it means the door is wide open again for states and even local governments to make their own AI laws, which, you know, could lead to a bit of a regulatory patchwork across the U.S., something for businesses, developers, you to navigate. But it also allows for maybe more experimentation at the state level, different approaches to innovation and safety.
Wow. Okay. Understanding these shifting sands, it's clearly crucial for anyone in tech, or frankly, anyone just trying to keep up. And if you are looking to, you know, certify your knowledge in this space, Etienne Neumann's AI Certification Prep ebooks and audiobooks are a fantastic resource. They cover things like Azure AI Engineer Associate, Google Cloud Generative AI Leader, AWS Certified AI Practitioner, Azure AI Fundamentals, and the Google Machine Learning Certification, all designed to help you boost your career. You can find all of those over at djmgatetech.com. We'll put links in the show notes, of course.
Yeah.
All right, let's pivot now to something that hits, well, closer to home for many, how AI is reshaping jobs and the whole enterprise world. Microsoft announced another round of layoffs, affecting up to 9,000 employees, all part of their big push into AI and cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear Ford CEO Jim Farley predicting AI could potentially eliminate 40 to 50% of white-collar roles in the auto industry. That's staggering.
It is staggering. And it raises this really important question about the future of work, doesn't it? This AI boom, it's disrupting tech labor, yes, but also other sectors. It signals a real shift from, you know, traditional roles towards more AI-first workflows, which obviously creates opportunity, but also, understandably, a lot of anxiety for people out there. It's about reskilling fundamentally.
But it's not just disruption. There are efficiency gains,
yeah,
too, right? Like Amazon now having over 1 million robots in its warehouses.
1 million, yeah. That boosts efficiency massively.
And look at OpenAI. They're launching a high-level enterprise consulting business, targeting Fortune 500 companies with custom AI solutions. That's a big move, stepping onto the turf of traditional consultants.
It really is. If you connect the dots, you see companies like Amazon automating at just enormous scale. It foreshadows a future where machines handle maybe most logistics. And OpenAI, they're cementing themselves not just as the AI innovators, but as enterprise partners, helping other big companies figure out how to use this stuff. It's strategic.
And the fight for talent. It sounds absolutely brutal. OpenAI reportedly hiking salaries significantly to keep staff.
Yeah, apparently in response to Meta aggressively poaching their researchers, they lost 4 more just this past week, reports say.
Why is it so intense? Just not enough top people to go around.
Pretty much. It just highlights the scarcity of truly top-tier AI researchers and engineers, the ones who can actually build these frontier models. It's not just about the money. It's about getting those key minds who are literally defining what AI can do next. High stakes, very high stakes.
And we're seeing new business models pop up, too, like Perplexity, introducing that $200 a month premium tier for advanced AI research tools, mm-hmm, taking on Google search in a way.
Exactly. That signifies this intensifying AI search race.
Yeah.
Premium services targeting researchers, professionals, enterprise teams. It shows AI's value isn't just, you know, for fun consumer apps. There's a serious market for high-end AI tools emerging.
Right. The demand for skilled AI people is just undeniable. And if you're listening and thinking, okay, I want to start building with this stuff, or maybe just understand it better, Etienne Newman's toolkit, called the AI Unraveled Builders Toolkit, is seriously worth checking out. It's got AI tutorials, PDFs, audio, video, plus those AI and machine learning certification guides we mentioned. Really practical stuff. Again, links are in the show notes at djmgatetech.com. Okay, now let's shift gears again. Let's talk about some of the truly mind-bending breakthroughs, the stuff that really shows AI's potential to change lives. There was this incredibly heartwarming story. AI-enabled sperm wellness analysis helped a couple conceive after 18 years of trying. Just amazing.
It really is a huge milestone for AI and reproductive medicine. Think of the implications for millions struggling with infertility. It's about precision. AI spotting things in sperm morphology or motility that the human eye might miss.
No.
Truly precision fertility tech.
And then in diagnostics, Microsoft's AI model reportedly doing better than doctors in diagnosing some things, especially rare conditions. They're calling it a step towards medical superintelligence.
Yeah, that's a bold claim, but the potential is there.
Plus, a biotech startup, Chai Discovery, successfully used AI to actually design working antibodies that could speed up drug discovery massively.
What's fascinating here is AI's expanding role across the board in healthcare. Clinical decisions, drug discovery, potentially cutting diagnostic errors, slashing R&D costs. It's really starting to revolutionize how healthcare is delivered. But of course, it also raises that important question about oversight, right? Keeping humans in the loop for critical decisions.
Absolutely. And beyond healthcare, AI and public safety, the environment.
Mm.
Arlington County using AI for non-emergency 911 calls over July 4th weekend.
Yeah, freeing up human dispatchers for the real emergencies. Smart.
And scientists using AI to find a compound to remove radioactive iodine super efficiently. That sounds like a big deal for nuclear safety.
Potentially, yes. Finding novel materials with specific properties is something AI is getting very good at.
And even finding a paint formula that keeps buildings cool without using energy. just passively.
Right. So if you connect these dots, you see AI emerging not just for like business efficiency, but as a tool for public safety, for tackling environmental challenges, problems that maybe seemed unsolvable before. AI is offering new data-driven approaches.
Okay, and then there's the stuff that feels almost sci-fi, but it's happening now. Everyday life, creative, get this, Shenzhen's Dobot Atom humanoid robot,
yep.
Remotely driven via VR headset from 1,800 kilometers away to cook a steak.
Beautiful.
Flipping it, salting it, everything.
Wow, teleoperation at that level hints at remote surgery maybe. Manufacturing in hazardous places. The possibilities are huge.
And South Korean influencers making viral videos just from text prompts. No cameras, no crew.
Yeah, generative AI is just lowering those barriers to creation dramatically.
There's even an AI-powered band that admitted using Suno, and they have like 500,000 monthly listeners now.
Right.
And fully AI-generated virtual YouTubers, VTubers, making millions from fans, ads, sponsors.
It definitely raises important questions about the future of, well, work and entertainment. Like you said, generative AI means anyone with a prompt could be a star. But then how about transparency, originality? What does authentic even mean anymore in that context? Lots to unpack there.
Okay, so bringing it all together, what does this mean for the big picture? For intelligence itself, the race for artificial general intelligence, AGI, seems to be really heating up. Ilya Sutskever, OpenAI co-founder, launched Safe Superintelligence, Inc. Their whole focus, he says, is provably safe and controllable AGI.
A safety-first approach, explicitly.
Then Meta officially launches at its own AGI research division, top scientists leading it.
Jumping in formally.
And OpenAI's Sam Altman stirs the pot again, saying missionaries will beat mercenaries. Clearly a dig at Meta. The rivalry is palpable.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, there are these growing calls for a government-backed AI Manhattan project to sort of guide development responsibly, balancing innovation, security, safety.
What's fascinating is how formal this AGI race has become. You've got the safety-first player, the big tech giants staking claims, calls for government coordination, and these philosophical clashes, safety versus speed, mission versus market, they're actively shaping where the field goes next. It's a really high-stakes game.
And beyond the corporate race, scientists actually built an AI that can supposedly think like humans, using some breakthrough cognitive architecture, simulating reasoning, planning, mental time travel.
That's a potentially huge leap, moving beyond pattern matching towards something more like genuine understanding.
And Japan's Sakana AI, they got multiple AI models to collaborate, like a human team, to solve problems.
Right. That raises questions about the nature of intelligence, too. Could we see AI teams tackling complex issues? These developments might bridge the gap between current AI and true general intelligence, unlocking more adaptable systems. But it also brings up fresh ethical and safety worries. Naturally, more capable AI means more careful consideration.
Okay, time for a quick reality check, maybe at a slightly lighter note. Anthropic's Claude AI apparently failed hilariously at online shopping. Suggested bananas for weightlifting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It shows these LLMs still struggle with real-world nuance sometimes. They're not perfect problem solvers yet.
But then serious side again. Racist AI videos spreading on TikTok. That's deeply concerning.
Extremely.
And Elon Musk's X platform rolling out AI fact-checking to flag misleading content automatically. While OpenAI had to deny fake news about a partnership with Robinhood, misinformation is a huge challenge.
It really is. While Claude's banana moment is funny, the racist videos, the fake news, that poses significant challenges. For the platform, sure, but also for you, the user trying to figure out what's real. It fuels debates about moderation, censorship, and puts huge pressure on social media to get a handle on harmful AI content before it does real damage. Critical thinking is more vital than ever for all of us.
You can really see just how fast everything is moving, from the theory of AI to its daily uses. And staying ahead, maybe even helping build this future. Well, it means constant learning. So one last reminder about Etienne Newman's AI certification prep resources, the ebooks, audiobooks, and that AI Unraveled Builder's Toolkit. Really solid stuff if you want to certify or start building. Check them out at djamcattech.com. Links, as always, are in the show notes. Phew. From the EU's regulatory battles to labs building human-like AI, from life-saving medical tech to robots making dinner, this past week alone just hammered home how deeply AI is weaving itself into, well, everything. It's a world of just incredibly rapid innovation, amazing promise, and yeah, some really complex challenges.
It is. And this constant evolution, it really raises an important question for you listening out there. As AI keeps accelerating like this, where do you see the next big ethical frontier emerging? What's the next thing we as a society absolutely must address proactively to make sure this tech serves humanity responsibly? Something to think about.
Definitely something to think about. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the AI Unraveled Week in Review. Keep digging, keep asking questions, keep exploring. We'll be here to help you unpack it all next time.